Welcome, everyone. This is the March 24th, 2026 meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission Architectural Review Committee. Roll call: Miriam Salas, absent. Robbie Cagliolosi, present. Randy Hutchison, present. Robert Boyd, present. Ashley King, present. We have four members constituting a quorum. The second item on the agenda are the minutes of the Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 meeting. Are there any comments or corrections or a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cagliolosi and a second by Randy Hutchison. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Now we're moving on to the regular agenda. The first item on the agenda is 716 Iberville Street. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Poitras.
Great, thank you, staff.
This is an application for the detailed review of the renovation and penthouse addition at a non-configurated commercial building. At the previous meeting, the ARC agreed that the blank bay in the center of the ground floor needed further study. The ARC recommended exploring recessing the brick wall further, lowering the horizontal banding to sill height, or adding frosted glazing and aluminum panel system. Vertical ones may need to be added to the ground floor storefronts for impact rating. The security lighting, and equipment should be better organized. The ARC stated that the guardrail at the pool should be changed to glass with a continuous height to minimize visibility. The ARC also recommended the removal of the valance under the decorative metal canopy.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes, thank you. So a couple of things have changed that have impacted kind of the exterior design, one of which is we need a vault. So that is kind of rearranged what the storefront's going to look like. There is no longer a blank bay in the middle, partially since that vault is now taking up one of the bays. The owner wanted more space in back, so the blank no longer worked for their design. So the vault and the fire pump take up a large portion of the right-hand two bays, and then the new hotel and restaurant shared lobby are the two center bays. We did add an additional mullion to minimize the width for the impact rating. And obviously now that vault's gonna be louvers, so that kind of changes what that bay looks like. As far as the guardrail goes at the penthouse, we've decided to recess the pool into the floor below. So the pool's no longer raised, which means that you'll see less of the guardrail. So we're proposing with a cable guardrail for that. Since last time when it was elevated, that's kind of how we ended up with glass. And those are the changes we've made since.
This is a tax credit project, correct?
Yes.
And have they signed off on the ground floor storefront?
Not yet. They're reviewing the part two. They've approved the part one. We've had some conversations, but they haven't seen any drawings yet. I will note that Eleanor made a point at the AIA event that that would be something we should consider doing sooner.
I can't tell from the photos, but what does the existing storefront look like? Is it sitting on a curb? Does it go all the way down to?
It's sitting on a curb.
But in this new proposal, the curb is gone?
Yeah, we'd like to get as much storefront as possible.
Yeah, I want to keep the curb just because of the change in elevation of the sidewalk and cleaning. And water infiltration.
And then the canopy, the entrance canopy, you're moving it, or is it going to be a new entrance canopy?
It's going to be a new, all canopies will be new. They do like the current style, so they like to maintain the aesthetics, but they'll be new.
Just new fabric matching the existing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about over the main entrance now.
Yeah, that one.
It's not going to be fabric. That's going to be some kind of fabricated.
Right. Yeah, though, there, so there's like currently three fabric, or like triangular typical awnings. That is the style that'll go across the whole front now that we don't have the two driving entrances. The one that currently has like the Dickie Brennan's sign, not triangular, that will move over a bay. That look will move over a bay. So it'll be over the shared entrance to the hotel and the restaurant.
Okay.
So the existing one is being relocated?
It'll be in a similar style. That bay is wider.
Okay.
So we can't take that and just move it over a bay.
So it'll be metal and fabric as the way it currently is?
Yes. Unless you'd like something else that we can consider.
I think we're going to need more details about the proposed.
Yeah.
It seems to me
that
the when you have this metal awning and then the fabric awning, I read it as the, I know this is a non-contributing building, but it sort of reads as that there was a historic awning there and then we added a fabric awning to
after.
It, and that just seems kind of weird.
Generally
sure.
Done to get a sonic one.
Yeah, right. So it just seems like a strange add-on.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just me, though. I don't know what everybody else thinks about it.
Can we look up the awnings that's with staff?
That depends on the committee.
Yeah, sorry. Not specifically for you, James.
But that's a good
sorry.
Question. So, you know, we could maybe get them to conceptually approve, and then we can
yeah.
work it out if the committee's cool
Are
with that.
Are we okay with the removal of the decorative metal canopy?
I am.
That's the one I'm kind of having
well,
a little heartburn about.
It's being relocated or replicated?
She said
no.
So that's the bays of the building aren't the same width when you get to the middle. So by moving the entrance over a bay, now that awning's too wide for the new bay.
Do we know the date of that awning?
I was going to say that awning.
I don't, but I can ask our historian to look into that.
I mean, the building is non-contributing.
I was going to say, I wasn't that awning, so you know what
it's very incongruous.
I don't think they are part of the original.
No,
fabric.
I was saying
right, I don't
and
either.
At some point, it's
yeah, actually, it looks weird in that.
Yes,
building.
It does.
I'm not.
We could think about a whole new one. Maybe there are simpler.
Yeah.
Simpler would also be.
Yeah. Like I said, it would be a better styling for this building.
Sure.
The more that detail.
Would the signage for the restaurant incorporated or separate?
I would incorporate it. I mean, somehow, it is tricky when you go to a hotel and a restaurant to maintain two identities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, I mean, like I said from a hotel perspective.
Yeah, for sure. There
you
are
know,
some negotiations that they have to do.
When you have a shared entrance, signage gets very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But because, what are you coming into and how do you know that
right.
you enter, like, sometimes restaurants have their own entrance
yep.
versus coming by, so it's very hard to say what are you entering into, signage-wise.
Right, there's certainly some pros that the building gets by sharing
right.
them, but there's
I mean,
some
you don't have a blade sign there already, right? So
keeping the blade sign?
Yeah. So is that sign considered historic and it has to say parking or can they re-letter it?
It says Dickie Brown Steakhouse,
the
majority
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it says only totally parking.
Yeah,
really
the
public
parking, I think, is just painted, so they
yeah.
can really paint over there.
Yeah, that's my understanding also.
I
haven't gotten up close enough to be able to actually tell, but
canopy.
It's,
crosses
the piers. Yeah, it's actually attached to see the center line.
Yeah, you can see the supports coming
yeah.
down from the piers there.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if that rhythm could be maintained of all being between the piers.
Yes, every. Which is what's
that?
Oh, like,
I see.
Yeah,
yeah.
You see, because
that
canopy is wider.
You're supporting the canopy with some rods coming down, but attached to the,
yeah.
the piers. But you, all the others are between the piers, and I think it'd be good to keep a consistent rhythm.
Sure, I can see that.
Because you're eliminating those brackets on the metal.
It's
going to be tricky though to hang it.
Sure.
Because you're going to deal with a metal one, only they're just going with fabric awning on it.
Only
if it's
hanging it from underneath the windows there, there's a masonry.
Yeah,
there,
but
so
usually you don't have enough kick.
I have a question about the awnings. They, what is the main function of those awnings, the canvas ones?
I mean, they certainly provide some like shade as the sun.
Does it get very bright?
It can.
Really?
The mostly on the bay that's like in the photo working at left.
Uh huh.
Less so as you go, towards Bourbon. But I also think now they feel a bit like it's like branding. They've got some like color, some recognition that comes
yeah.
with it.
Okay.
Yes.
So then I look at the elevations you've got of the storefront. Is there a transom bar at some point?
Yeah.
And is it glass?
And then a spandrel panel.
It's a spandrel panel?
Yeah.
It's just one horizontal?
Yes.
So.
And you're repeating that where the louvers are?
Yeah.
Except at the top, that's a spandrel or a flat panel as well?
Yeah.
The transom.
We're trying to maintain some consistency across that facade.
Is it for your elevations and when you come back, even if it's a staff level, I will do one with the awning and one without the awning because it's hard to understand the detailing of the storefront.
Yeah, on the lash. I just realized that one of the awnings didn't get
my,
hit.
My,
so,
bad,
yeah.
my bad.
It does look what it is.
So yeah,
that was the intent of the lash.
You have a spandrel above, right? Is that what it's on?
Spandrel panel at the top, yes.
Can you look at the fire pump and exit rhythm of the glass and the doors up in that? Because it looks like there are two, three, four different sizes, or is it three different sizes in there?
Yeah, so we went back and forth. They were just trying to fit all of the fire pump equipment in.
Yeah.
But I can see if they can move it so that the three glass fixed panes can be the same width across.
Yeah, because
yeah, you can do two different types.
Even
yeah.
if your door switches differently, right? Something like that. Like maybe, you know, you have one glass door, another pair. Maybe that one, the location of the door could be switched.
All right. Move the door to the left all the way to the
side
of
the
open.
Would
it be helpful if I showed you where they had all the equipment?
Even if.
Yeah,
well,
I can ask
them. Sorry.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah.
Two different
yeah.
sizes.
Or like
just
the open door here. Something
yeah.
like. I think it's a solution.
I think it can be worked.
What? That moving the door or having three or.
I think they can set either option.
Or having three or having the fixed panels all equal sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Just
to
you got
get options, more
right. I appreciate options.
Yes.
You know, you have a little side light to the right of that door that swings out in the fire pump. I think that is what is making it odd.
Sure.
The right,
so for the vault, the louvers on the vault, do you have the, this is the free area, free air you need? Or have you?
I haven't gotten to that level
yeah,
of detail yet. We were showing it across, just for like consistency in that bay.
Yeah.
But I suspect we're not gonna need that much mover.
Yeah.
If some panes wanna be glazing, we could do that, but we're gonna end up wanting like a film on the inside.
Sure, I'm fine with that much mover.
Yeah.
It's consistent within
yeah.
that bay.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
It doesn't, just asking to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, I've done this before and had to change it at the last minute to provide even more.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're
fine. We'll leave it.
Yeah.
They might. And you're right.
It's just a
friendly
area. Okay, so that's not an area.
I
want to
negative.
But
the
same
you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah,
it's easy to spring. I recommend following Ashley's idea of keeping the curve. I think for maintenance and all of that, it's gonna be much cleaner. You know what happens in the French Quarter, so you don't want that bottom of your cell phone to be nasty.
Sure.
When they want.
We can
but also then keep it as a solid portion when the louvers happen.
Yeah, across
so, the. So you see that datum being consistent, right?
Yeah, so we'll match the two new bays we're infilling the storefront. We'll have the same curve as the
yeah.
four existing
bays. I see the photo now. You have a granite base underneath all of the
yeah.
walls, and it's the same granite that's on the pier.
Yeah,
I think that should stay.
Yeah,
okay.
Or be replicated when you're.
You wouldn't miss it if you don't.
I think you're gonna need it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think that's where
yeah.
the floor is, and that's gonna kind of keep water up out of the ground floor.
And
it's,
that gets nasty in the French Quarter.
I mean, I can tell you
no,
with
true.
New construction, new construction projects. I wish I had it.
Sure.
I always put it in, even on new ones.
Yeah, I would. There's
yeah.
projects I'm like.
Yeah.
Is there any public comment regarding 716 Iberville Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or a motion?
Did we decide to let the staff panel and come back?
With the, about the
everything.
Well, Well, I think that, so I think what I'm hearing is that we want to retain, we're asking to retain the existing curbs.
Yes.
Or provide a curb underneath the windows, whether they're retained or not. At the bay of the fire pump, adjusting the fixed panels so they're all equal sizes, whether that's moving the door or whatever, just so that they're all equal sizes. Was there anything?
The canopy.
Well, was there anything besides the canopy? On, like, on the upper roof?
Well, we recommended glass up there, but they've done wire now, but it's very low now.
The pool's recessed.
Right.
Is now. So really, the only thing is the canopy and whether that's a staff or does that come back?
I'm fine with the staff doing it.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, that is a motion. We're gonna take it and run.
Okay, we have a motion to approve with those recommendations by Ashley King. Is there a second? We have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 807 Howard Avenue. Have a seat. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joey Carlson, architect, 1710 Williams Boulevard, Kenner, Louisiana.
Great.
Some extra prints.
Thank you. Staff?
This is an application for changes to the storefront. I mean, previously a true renovation and a contributing renovation to the commercial buildings.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Prior to this, we had submitted a proposal for a storefront where the slats are and then redoing the storefront where the existing storefront is. Well, he got pricing and it was just astronomical. So we took another approach to it, as in if it's going to be that much, we might as well make it look more residential. So that's what we're trying to do, is using working with Millwork Company and using wood windows, wood doors, just make it look authentic, but still have that residential feel to it. At the lower, the larger windows, I decided to just keep them picture frames to kind of tie into the second floor existing windows, and then the transom windows. Decided to put the divided lights, the muttons in there for to keep it a little more residential. That's about the gist of it. I don't have any questions.
Do they have security issues in terms of that recessed loggia?
Right now, I mean, construction's going on. So,
right.
There was before.
And there will be.
There will be in the future, so it's something you need to keep in mind now.
Right now,
it
says it's inviting people to sleep over
there. The plan doesn't seem to jive with the elevation.
It trips me at first, but there's little.
There's these weird bumps.
Those little wing walls. Are,
That's
what makes it.
Oh, I see it.
Did this help?
Where is that?
The same. That's like looking at the front.
No, where is this picture from?
Is this a rendering or is this photo?
It's a rendering.
Okay.
It's
that's all. I'm looking at it. Okay.
I guess I just don't see the three.
Yeah.
I know, but then I look at the plan.
It's these three. These are proud.
So that's okay.
Yeah, the next page has an enlarged elevation.
Got it.
Area.
Yeah, that's the problem. Thank you.
So I know we say that we will be concerned with what happens in there, but what do you guys think can happen in there to prevent people sleeping in that niche?
Well, they might, you might want to consider some type of gate element. To be incorporated while you do this.
Yeah, that would be like open, hard.
Yeah.
Take away from.
Right.
Yeah.
You have a separate ground floor tenant from upstairs, so they each need their own entrance.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, off the premise.
And there's no way that this could become a door or?
Steps up 5 inches from the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So does the other. I mean,
yeah, but the other has a landing that's within the property lines. So we'd be adding, at least from the city, and I don't think this would do that.
I mean, it could be something that, you know, if he wants to consider it later on, we're not insisting that you do it. If it becomes an issue later on, you know, there are lots of methods of.
Yeah.
You know,
just need to be thinking about where the gate's going to lie back against, because you've got those doors.
Yeah, maybe it's going to be at 180.
Yeah, I'm trying to swing the doors right there inside to keep the recessed look consistent throughout the detailing of the facade. So,
I mean,
it might be a traffic jam if you swing the gates inside.
No, but
is there room?
That's like the gates fold against itself on the center there, though.
Yeah,
you know,
but 180 fold against themselves. Right?
Is there room in the soffit to put an overhead gate that could come down?
Let me think. Man, there's about 2 feet. It's like 10-foot ceilings, 12-foot, 6-foot.
You have a section through it on the second page.
Yeah, it looks like you would have room to do something overhead. You know, you might want to talk to your client about
that. When the people are leaving, you don't want to, like the occupants of the building, you don't want to be leaving on overhead to get out.
Right.
Yeah, so that is, yeah. Because that's the only means of egress out of the building, other than the backside along the.
Yeah. Well, it's just something to talk about with your client.
Yeah. The gate offense on all the cross, the gate here and here, the gate swings this way, and the gate swings that way on top, it should go directly to the gate.
Talk to me about your mullions here, they just look like a single line, so make sure you divide it by transit windows.
Yes, yeah, it's all fabricated in the mill shop. So, get to see you later.
They look very, very thin.
I wanted to keep all of the profiles very basic because if you look at the detailing of the brick of the building, I mean, it's, the rustication is just like, it's very basic and square and rectangular. So I was keeping all the trim profiles along those same lines.
Okay, I'm going to dial back. Big picture. This is a little bit more traditional detailing.
Yeah.
But it's not what would have been historically. And so is there anyone concerned about the traditional leaning aesthetic creating a false sense of history?
That's a problem.
What does that mean?
I understand your point there. I mean, with this, if they're doing tax credits, it might be an issue.
Okay, but we feel like this is a departure enough from what would have been there that we're okay. I mean, that particular item is not giving us pause.
It seems appropriate.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, like, before we go into, like details.
Like, if you look at the building to the left, like, that was, you know, the owner was like, well, can we make it look more residential?
Right, well, but I'm saying about the recess that you have right now, that would have been traditional to this. Like it would have all, the storefront would have all been proud, or it would have been a different treatment of those openings, and so I just want, like, if everyone's okay, then we can go back to
the. Refer to the previous, to
okay.
The storefront.
Yeah. That's fine, I was just posing the question.
Yes, one comment that I have, unsolicited comment, is have you been pricing this residential? You'll be surprised sometimes residential can be more expensive.
This is much more expensive.
It's a savings.
But
then they
had to do impact rated probably storefronts in that.
Like, you say working with a residential, so for this is super expensive. Sometimes more than commercial available.
Well, and I think that that's important to state because, you know, this is going to all come down to the detailing.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure that your client understands that, you know, you can't, you know, value engineer to get this down to the cost they want and have it, the quality, something that is not the intent with this review.
Now we, I mean, this idea started out with the owner, and then we went, all three of us went to the millwork company to see if it was, price was feasible, and the price came back, you know, somewhat okay. You know, the donor was fine with it, so you know, submitted this because I don't want to go around in circles.
Right.
Something that don't that's not even possible.
How are you treating then the impact rating? Like, is there an exception where it's not required because of, I have no idea what the use of this building is.
It's so residential.
Is it two-family, you know, two-family versus four-family is different in terms of code.
No, there's only two units.
I have zero idea. Okay. There's nothing that shows me.
I got one unit on the second floor and with the intent to have another unit on the ground floor.
Okay, but so being a two-family unit, there's different, this is a question, different code requirements for impact.
Residential code, in that's what is the requirement for your windows.
What's the existing?
Yeah, what is it? New Orleans application?
There is no.
Oh, because it says.
No, it has been empty for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So are they required to be impact rated?
I have to double check.
Right, because, I mean, because if you're going with custom windows that are not impact rated, then something needs to get applied to them to meet the exception for impact rating. And they get, you know, those are like, it's all these layers in there that could impact sort of the detailing.
And I don't know if that
seem kind of overly decorative for this building.
Yeah.
This building has 1/1 windows.
Right.
And that would save you a lot of money, too, if you're not doing true divided lights and transom.
Yeah, I don't think it does anything. And if you look at the particular elevation on the side, like H, middle H, it does not look right.
Yeah,
over the door.
It looks very odd. Yeah. Well, that's a biphonic door. Width of the door.
Yeah, but I don't know if you need the divided light. I think it's taken away.
Well, I did it without it, and I was like, and I put it back in. I thought it better with it back in.
Well, maybe the proportion of that is just odd. I'm not sure, but because the other ones are more square.
Yeah.
This one is very rectangular.
Yeah.
That's odd. Yeah. Especially because it's going to be perpendicular to the plane, right? So you're going to,
Well, like I said, this one's a byproduct of the door width, and it's like splitting them into four, you know, four panes wide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think they're fine, but maybe this one could go to six, it could be eight.
And then that way,
it'll
look
proportional wise.
Or your size are closer, just something that looks weird here.
I'm okay with it just because, you know, it's one extra layer of detailing that it's not, you know, little babies really like that kind of stuff.
Quite often, buildings during this period did have the small panes of glass in the transom, larger below where you were. Mm-hmm. This was clearly commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's residential.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem like you, Randy, with the paint and glass.
My question is, just
on these
they're true divided lights, they're true mullions and mullions, but on the drawing is just a single line. I see in the render, it shows it bigger.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure what it is you're proposing here for the transom.
Once I get into the detail, that'll be.
We just don't want
applied
plastic.
Oh, no.
Right.
No, because that would look hard.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it might be a good idea if you do vote to conceptually approve this to, you know, put those kinds of qualms in the motion so if things change, it would come back to the ARC for further review. Just to make
sure.
Before
we want to make one motion, I do have a question to you all. If we know H, which is the one about the single door, becomes, it carries the combinations of the glass and on the door, so it's just keeping those verticals in my work better. Because I think that's what's happening, that in the other elevation, the transom and the windows are perfectly aligned. So here, because the door window inset is narrower, I think also makes it feel more tall. A little more.
Yeah.
Are you doing this a little bit more?
The styles are not lined up,
yeah,
like on the other one.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's adding to it.
That would, yeah, that would change the proportions of those.
It's just a drawing issue.
Huh?
It doesn't look like that in the rendering.
Yeah, I was going to point out that the rendering has a level of detail that is not shown here with this elevation. There's some things that are different.
I don't think it's the other rendering.
Yeah,
okay.
Difference.
Yes, it's the wrong.
I think it's a drawing error. I think it's missing a rail.
Okay, so you're saying that all the styles and rails, all the glazing needs to be along the top
like
of
that,
all.
And that's in the same plane.
No.
When it's a transom over a door, it quite often does not match the width of the glass in the door.
Yeah.
Usually
it won't.
It
really
should be able to change the
yeah.
If everything's being made with
the
door.
I think in the operation, I think each transom should be the same, have the same frame. It doesn't necessarily need to line up with the glass
in
the door.
Like a freeze between the top of the window and the bottom of the transom. Like,
yeah,
maybe like 2.5 inch to help break that us.
So that's one thing I'm going to point out here on the drawing. It's just shown as a rectangle there. There's some
dimension
to it. There's a profile to it. And when you change it on the sort of column on the outside, it just looks different there. That looks good. I'm not seeing that little detail here, so I want to make sure we
have
that.
Yeah, it's the setting on the
door. I think the door is missing a
chain. Yeah, I think it's just, it's set to like a low detail level. Yeah.
Is there any public comment regarding 807 Howard Avenue? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve with the details that we worked on with the staff. Specifically, I guess, the divided length of portions over the doorways and the divided length of the transoms over the doorways.
And the styles on those recessed ones line up.
Yeah.
All right here, the man.
Okay,
oh, yeah. That's like, this is all consistent on here, but there, these are much smaller than that.
But those are. But those are windows and then those are doors, so we know they're not going to really.
Yeah, but that's why it makes it so weird.
But we wouldn't put door width styles on the transom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's true.
So,
I mean, it's more
okay.
Traditional
it's
for all the transoms.
That
yeah,
I think it'll be fine.
But we do want to have true mullions,
yes.
True divided lights,
light, yeah.
No. Apply
volume. Right. So that was the motion.
And to confirm about impact rating.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because if any of those items change, then.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, can the details be reviewed at SAP?
Yeah.
I think
SAP
was.
Okay.
Yeah, one more thing, and that is just the trim detailing so that it's matching what's actually happening in here.
Yes.
Will you be submitting shop
drawings to the
agency? More detail.
Yeah, like
shop
drawings.
And then, yeah. I'm assuming the miller will mm-hmm. fabricate on those.
Yeah.
Because I'll have
all the
profiles.
I see that.
The thicknesses. Mm-hmm.
Who's that
miller?
Just
like
what's
that?
Who's in
there,
miller?
Just like New Orleans. Miller.
All right, so we have a motion by Randy Hutchison. Who seconded?
I second.
A second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That concludes the business on the agenda. The meeting is adjourned.